So it's been a crazy 6 months in our world, right? The global pandemic spurred a myriad of issues, including health concerns, unemployment, financial stresses. But some really great things have happened, especially in our industry. And one major positive I feel, and I think you'll agree, is the escalation of technology adoption. So Joel, can you share a few examples of what it means to our industry, and why this is so important right now?
Well, obviously, everybody on the call is a technologist, so we're big fans of technology, and we all think people should be adapting more technology. And we think, that there's a lot of benefits to that that should be self-evident. But historically, the industry have not really been on the cutting edge of technology, and most advisors are not early adopters. So one of the great benefits, if you can call it a benefit of the pandemic, is that it's really forced people out of their comfort zone with regard to technology, and it's forced them to adopt things that ultimately they would have adopted anyway, but they've done it in months instead of years. So we're on a Zoom call. This is just one example. I would say that probably less than 20% of advisors were regularly using facilities such as Zoom to meet with clients before the pandemic. Now, almost 100% of advisors are doing it. Same thing for virtual meetings, conferences, CE credit, all those kind of things. All of those things we're using new technologies to adapt. I've gotten multiple calls over the last several months from advisory firms, particularly smaller firms that had more antiquated telephone systems, trying to figure out, how to get virtual switchboards so they could have extensions all around the country or all around the world if necessary. I think Oleg's company is a really great example before the pandemic of how you can build a virtual company. He's got employees and I don't know how many countries do you have employees in right now, Oleg?
I think six, we're up to six right now.
Right, so six different countries and people all across this nation, and they're working seamlessly together. And also, I think it's brought to the forefront that a lot of the legacy technologies that broker-dealers have really are antiquated, and it's no longer okay just to, patch them up and put a band-aid. And that's what opens up the opportunity for a firm such as this.
Yeah, I feel like there's a real mindset shift too in, for advisors. So Joel, you and I were on a webcast not too long ago with Andrew Alfest, a financial advisor, and he was saying that he was trying to get business from a very wealthy family on the West Coast, and his business is located on the East Coast. They were told right before the pandemic that they were out of the running because they were New York based. He gets a call several weeks into the pandemic when people had started adopting virtual Zoom calls, et cetera, virtual meetings, and said that he was back in the running because they realized that maybe that wasn't such an objection after all. So he ended up winning the business. And I think that that is a really great example of how technology has been accelerating the adoption of certain things, and there's proof that it works and it's actually starting to help grow business legitimately for other advisors to see. That example of Andrew Alfest, I think, really helps with the overall adoption as well.
Well, I think for years we've been saying at conferences and telling advisors that they can compete nationally, but both from the advisor mentality side and the client mentality side, there was some resistance to that. So I can think of a number of cases where firms have been successful, but a lot of cases where firms haven't been successful. But it's also changed, obviously, to your point, client behavior. And not just about that, but also digital tools. So some advisory firms are offering a digital tool, but maybe only 20% or less of their client base was taking advantage of it. Now, with the pandemic and they can't meet face to face, they're all being forced to. And presumably, we feel pretty strongly that those behaviors are going to carry on even after the pandemic is over.
Yeah, 100%.